Yesterday, I received an email which was sent not only to myself, but to many others, it seems, from Ananda Tirtha Prabhu, who's based in Juhu, Bombay, the temple that Srila Prabhupada almost literally put blood, sweat, and tears into. He is overseeing the production of Srila Prabhupada's books there. It's by far the most productive BBT division in the world in terms of numbers of books and varieties of books. Not good news. The news is that the price of books in India is going to increase greatly because of worldwide paper shortages. The Western countries, printers, are buying Indian paper, which jacks the price up because they can get it cheaper than elsewhere, so that jacks the price up in India. And also because another factor is GST, General Sales Tax, which wasn't there previously for books, but now for paper, you have to pay out for it. And then again, when you print a book with it, you have to pay GST on the book also. So it's bad news for book distribution in India. One of the reasons given, he sent also some newspaper articles which wrote about this, about the price increasing, which I didn't read because I'm on a very busy schedule just now. And one major factor, they say, is the war in Ukraine, which is blamed for everything. I'm not sure how the war in Ukraine affects the price of paper all over the world, because as far as I know, it's not a major producer of paper, or it's not full of forests. Is it, Ukraine? Oh, you're from Ukraine, right? Is it a major paper producer? No, it's famous for grain production, but not for wood production. So anyway, the war in Ukraine is blamed for everything. It's a good excuse for everything that's going on in the world at the present time. And there are many things going wrong in the world at the present time, as there are always things going wrong in the world, but it seems to be exacerbating at the present time. Food prices increasing everywhere. In Britain, the government recently increased the price of electricity and gas, which is used in pretty much every English home, is it? Gas for cooking, for heating also. Many people use gas. Is that the most common thing for heating, gas? Increased the price by 50%, which is a lot of money for your average struggling Brit trying to make the ends meet. Then the government has a scheme to give everyone money. So it's funny, they increase the price on one hand, and then they're going to give people money. Take it with one hand, leave it with it, and in the middle there's more bureaucracy. So anyway, it was unthinkable, especially from a conservative government, which is supposed to keep the prices down, right, and keep the taxes down and everything. What else is going on? Global warming is no longer something to be warned about, but as the inhabitants of the United Kingdom, of Great Britain, and Northern Ireland, and the Channel Islands, and everything else around this great island knows, global warming is a fact. It's too hot, or was too hot. It had to suffer unprecedented heat just last week, and it's here to stay, and the glaciers are melting, and the Arctic and Antarctic ice is melting, which means that there's so many ramifications of that. One of them, which will be that Venezia, where are you from? from Sicily, Sicilia, from Napoli. Yeah, so Napoli is not going to drown as it's inland, but Venice is likely to, and Napoli, anytime Vesuvius can just blow up and destroy the city of Napoli, but still people are living there. It's a strange thing. They think it won't happen to me, but it could happen anytime. Mount Vesuvius is the city of Napoli is on the side, and it goes up the side of the mountain. Russian roulette with your life. Well, Russian roulette is with your life, right? What else is going on? Global warming, a major. We don't know. We don't know what will happen. We can estimate what will happen. But we can say that the so many cities will be flooded, coastal cities. New York City, London, Hull, Kingston upon Hull, another low-lying city. We're all going to be flooded. What are we going to do? We all go and live in the Pennines or something. There's not enough space there for everyone. Bangladesh, Thailand. Bangkok, it's already lower than sea level, so every time there's a new moon, high tide, and the whole city floods. Well, large areas of the city. I know I used to live in the city, and we walk into the house, and there's ankle level water with snakes swimming around, and they're used to it. You don't get many crocodiles, just a few. What else is going on in the world? Right now in Britain, political crisis. One, use your own expletive, against another. Who's going to be the next PM? What else is going on in the world? Well, prices, right, everything. Supply chains are disrupted all over the world, and you can blame it on COVID, you can blame it on the war in Ukraine, you can blame it on Brexit, but whatever the cause is, or the causes are, it may be that you won't be able to walk into Sainsbury's and find your favorite pet food on the shelf, or you might find it and buy it because it's cheaper than the ordinary meat that you buy. You might want to eat it yourself. Yeah, I want to speak of in this great country, so many people living on the streets, food banks. Should it be? For years, we used to faithfully send our donations. I'm talking about other people here. I didn't send donations to Oxfam to feed the hungry people in Africa and India. Well, maybe they'll be sending donations to feed the hungry people in England, because there's a lot of them. There are a lot of them, to speak better English. What else is going on in the world as a cause of consternation at the present time? It seems like there are just so many problems. Any more thoughts about that? You're not up on the news, so. Yeah. Monkeypox, yeah, and COVID still going around, and now monkeypox. People are afraid of monkeypox. As I was planning my little journey out of India, that means going to different countries. It's just, will we be able to go? I had to get the visa for one country I went to. I didn't know whether they'd give it or not, because it's a country at war. And then, even when I'm going there, will they allow me in the country? Will the flights go? The prices of flights have increased so much. And then it might be that we were thinking, because the news is always news comes, COVID, new outbreak here, there. It's increasing in India again. So we're wondering, we might just get locked down somewhere. living in uncertain times. We are living in uncertain times. We don't know. If you don't know that you're going to get food on the shelves, what do you do? Britain, anyone good at facts and figures? How much of Britain's food is imported? I would guess that it's more than 90%. I would guess so. That puts Britain in a lot of trouble if the global supply chains become more disrupted. If the price increases so much, then the people in Malawi will be better off. Malawi is a country in South Central Africa, which is rated to be one of the poorest countries in the bottom three in terms of income, money income. I knew some devotees who went there, and they said, yeah, everyone has a little house, and they have a little land, and they have a few chickens, and they don't have money, but they have everything they need. So but they don't have money to buy cell phones, what do they call them, smartphones or whatever, to read the news about how badly off they are. So they're better off. The secret of happiness: don't keep up with the news. What do they call that? Red button, blue button. Just pretend everything's all right. Head in the sand. So we're living in uncertain times. Actually, it's always uncertain times, because nishvaso naiva vishvaso kada arudho bhavishyati. Okay, let's do a little New Age stuff. Breathe in. I didn't do it. I'm not a very good motivator here. Anyway, every time you breathe in, you can't be sure that you're going to breathe out again. It's not certain. Right? You could have a massive heart attack and that would be it. R.I.P. He lived a good life sometimes. And every time you breathe out, you don't know if you're going to breathe in again. And what about Rechaka? Just holding the breath. You don't know. You hold the breath and that's it. No more breaths. So we're always living in uncertainty. But by the grace of the material energy, there is a sense of peacefulness, certainty, which leads to complacency. We think, just go and get some food. Go and get some food. I remember once, 1 o'clock in the morning in Seattle, Washington State, USA, being woken up by the students next door, one of them calling out loudly, "I'm just going out to get some food." 1 o'clock in the morning. I come from India where people sleep in the night, generally speaking. And you don't eat in the middle of the night. Any food you have in your house, but the students, they don't. They just go out. They go out to eat. There's no culture of cooking at home. Maybe heating some coffee or something. Maybe. So we just presume that we'll go out and get some food. Food comes from Sainsbury's or Marks and Sparks or whatever. That's where food comes from, right? It comes in a nice little packet. It's all wrapped up. It says produce of wherever it came from. And you unwrap it and throw away the plastic and add to the pollution of the world. And then, that's if you actually buy food and cook it. Or otherwise, you just go out to your local, whatever it is, food joint, and chomp away, and that's it. But we take it for granted. It's going to be there, but living in uncertain times, we don't know if it's going to be there. Great, very good. Very good for preaching Krishna consciousness. Should be. Should be. Because even sociologists and scholars of religion, they say that religious fervor, and especially new religious movements, alternatives, they tend to flourish in times of social turmoil. So good. Let there be uncertainty. Vipada santu tashashvat tatra tatra jagad guru bhavato darshanam yatsyad apuna bhava darshanam. Kunti Devi prays to Krishna, let there be more and more problems for us. Because when there are problems, we see you. And when we see you, we no longer see repeated birth and death. So to not be complacent about our material situation is a good background for thinking about the really important things of life, which are not how to get food, how to sleep nicely, how to have sex nicely, how to send more weapons to smash those nasty Russians nicely. It's not that. The real question should be, Atato Brahma Jignasa. Now I have attained the human form of life. I should inquire about the nature of reality. Who am I? What am I doing here? Why am I suffering? Sanatan Goswami, the Prime Minister of Nawab Hussein Shah. There must have been so many intelligent and competent people in the realm of Nawab Hussein Shah, but he appointed Sanatan, and who later became Sanatan and Roop, as his ministers. So very intelligent people, highly intelligent, highly competent. But when Sanatan Goswami managed to escape from the position of being such a high level officer in the government, Tyaktva Turnam Ashesha Mandalapati Srinin Sudha Tuchavat, having lived in the highest aristocracy, gave it all up as if it was insignificant, understanding that it is significant, then he came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked, Ke ami kene amai jare tapatroi, eha nahi jane ke mane hitohoi. Who am I? Why am I suffering from the threefold sufferings of material existence? I don't know what is actually for my benefit. If we start to think like this, then the philosophical approach to life, at the deepest level, who am I? We make so many presumptions. That we presume that by feeding hungry people, we are doing good. Well, yes, generally speaking, not always. Sometimes hungry people should go hungry. There may be doctor's orders to fast. Or it may be that they require to go through that karmic difficulty. Of course, if you give them Krishna prasadam, that will alleviate their hunger, their bodily hunger, and alleviate their sinful reactions for which they're suffering anyway. But we tend to think of goodness, of good as being goodness in this world. So many people go to pray to God, let there be peace in the world. Let us all live in peace. They want peace so they can enjoy, be happy and enjoy in this world. And God should arrange that we should be peaceful. Let the humans be peaceful and we'll peacefully kill all the animals. It doesn't work. There's no peaceful killing. The animals are not at peace. So karmic reactions are inevitable. What is the cause of the war in Ukraine? We can analyze. Analyzing, NATO has pushed itself up to the borders of Russia, and Russia is retaliating. Yeah, there are political reasons. But the underlying reason is that if we cause mass suffering to living beings, then we will have to massively suffer ourselves. So generally we look at superficial reasons for everything based on a misunderstanding that I am the body. Sanatana Goswami asked, who am I? It could be thought when he asked, who am I? It's thought, well, am I Hindu or am I a Muslim? My name is changed. I used to be his name in his childhood, which I forget, and then Rupan Sanatan became Dabir Kas and Sakar Malik. They got Muslims then. So am I a Hindu or am I a Muslim or what? But he wasn't asking that. He was asking, who am I at the most basic level? He knows I'm not the body. Then who am I actually? And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him, Jivesu Rupoi Krishna Nityodas. We're all eternal servants of Krishna. How do I know? How do I know that Sanatana Goswami, who lived on the other side of the world several centuries ago, asked this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Prabhupada kindly translated and arranged for the books to be distributed widely all over the world. So now in this time when we're living in uncertain times, people feel nervousness. What's going to happen? Another thing is fears that the Ukraine tangle will go beyond Ukraine, and even we're told that there are threats of nuclear war. Actually, the 1980s were a time of great uncertainty. I grew up in the 70s in England, and apparently, by the 1980s I was in India, but apparently in the 1980s most people in Britain were pretty sure that we're going to get gifts from Russia flying through the sky very soon in the form of nuclear warheads. There was a great fear. One of my godbrothers, Tribhangananda, he was running a business for nuclear protection equipment. I don't know what kind of equipment can protect you if you land under a nuclear missile, but some or other people had some fantasy that they could survive that, but people were very nervous. Very nervous. What's going to happen? Where do you want to be when the nuclear missiles strike? And someone said, I want to be right under it, because it's better to be under it than survive it. To survive it would be worse than to be killed. It was a time of great gloom. So we're living in uncertain times. But one great thing about Srila Prabhupada's books, there are so many great things. Everything about them is great. But certainty, clarity, it's quite clear. There's one anecdote which I've repeated several times, and I'll repeat it now, because I had a similar experience myself. One young man, he was young at the time, he's an old man now, 1960s, New York City, Wally Scheffer. So he said, I had been dabbling in Buddhism, and I learned from Buddhism that you can't say it is, and you can't say it isn't. You can't say it both is, and it isn't. And you can't say it neither is, nor it isn't. So he said, I was reading things like this, and then Srila Prabhupada came along and said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he said, that's the most sensible thing I ever heard in my life. So I had a similar, I'm sure many others had a similar experience, all these Mayavadis and Buddhists, and I don't think the term New Age had come into vogue at that time. Well, there's nothing particularly new about it. It's just a same Mayavad mumbo-jumbo in a some kind of Western packaging, that's all. But all nothing very clear. Love, peace, compassion, oneness, be nice, stillness, mindfulness, but what is reality? Reality is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we're all his servants. We're all meant to serve him. We're suffering in this material world. Sometimes having the impression that everything is nice, everything is peaceful, everything is settled, which is nonsense, because nothing is nice, peaceful, or settled, because death is always behind us. And then sometimes we live in uncertain times and we're all very nervous and we're hoping that things will settle down and everything will become very peaceful and nice. Uncertain times and supposedly certain times, they're just different phases of Maya, that's all. And we have to reach beyond that, go beyond all of that, come to the platform of eternity. So this uncertain time is a very good time for vigorously promoting the fact that we are all eternal servants of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There can be no happiness in this material world, even if all of a sudden Britain gets a new prime minister, and all of a sudden, boom, everything becomes perfect. This fantasy they have. This one should become. No, that one should. And each one is campaigning. Yeah, put me in and I'll do the job. But you know, none of them have the ability to put things right. There are forces which are beyond their control, even if they were some kind of superman or superwoman or something in between. They don't have the ability to just make. There are no policies that they can make to just make everything right, because the material energy is stronger than us. So it's time to give people the real solution. The real solution is not this prime minister or that prime minister or this policy or that policy. The solution is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Should be propagated everywhere. And distribute these books. It's a very good time. Even if the prices are going to go up, it probably won't go up so much in the West because the papers are coming from India. The prices will come at the same par. But people's income may go down, but still the book distribution has to go on and should be increased more and more and more. So people can read and get this clarity, the clarity of the message. Just if someone is a little open to receive it, it just pierces through so many millions of lifetimes of illusion and gives us the information that we really need. So in this regard, I would like to read you a short email which I received just a few days ago from my godbrother Vaisheshika Prabhu, who is very active, as I hope you all know, in promoting the distribution of the books of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So he wrote to me, Dear Bhaktivikas Maharaj, please accept my heartfelt obeisances. That's very nice. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Last year, 2021, ISKCON devotees distributed 35,000 Srimad Bhagavatam sets globally. So now we have a 5-year plan to increase this distribution each year by 23%, so that we can distribute at least 100,000 Bhagavatam sets for the 2026 Bhadra Purnima. Yeah, Jai. But don't just say Jai. It's not a matter of just saying jai. It's a matter of getting out there and doing the work. Continuing to read the letter. Therefore, our goal for this year's Bhadra Purnima is to distribute at least 43,000 Bhagavatam sets globally. Because you, he's writing to me, are one of the great champions of book distribution, I thought to mention this to you, as even a few words of advocacy from you motivates devotees all over the planet to act. Well, I wasn't aware of that, but if it's a fact, okay, I'm ready. A few words, whatever I can do to help serve Prabhupada's mission in this way. He continued his letter. I should also mention that ISV, that's ISKCON Silicon Valley, on the west coast of the United States. At ISV, we've developed a robust system for following up with people who receive Srila Prabhupada's books, helping them to advance step by step on the path of devotional service. I know that follow-up is one of your chief interests and that there are other centers who are also doing this. We are working to unite those who are taking care to follow up so that we may all share best practices and by so doing spread and expand this all-important aspect of our movement so that many more devotees can join the global Sankirtan party. With gratitude, your servant Vaisheshika Das. And probably, almost certainly, he sent this to others also. But as he's asked me to say a few words in this regard, I'm doing it. Reading his letter, it speaks for itself. There's a great campaign to distribute sets of Srila Prabhupada's books worldwide, so you can all get involved. I'm finding it a bit difficult these days to distribute sets of Bhagavatam. I usually do it by going among groups of devotees and telling them, do you have a set of Bhagavatam at home? If you don't have, you must take it. But I'm finding everywhere I go, they already have sets of Bhagavatams. I went recently in Surat, a very pious city. You must know Srila Prabhupada went there in 1971. Are you from Surat? No. And he had the best welcome for Srila Prabhupada and his disciples in history, even up to the present day. So I went particularly to an area where the people of natural devotees, and so I went there and I thought, great, I'm going to give a talk on the Bhagavatam. There are hundreds of devotees there. I'm going to tell, we got plenty of sets, and we're going to tell them every family has to have a Bhagavatam set at home. We're going to do lots of books. So I gave the talk, and at the end I said, okay, who doesn't have a set of Bhagavatams in their home? And only about 7 hands went up. They all had them already. I'm behind. So I trust all of you, Grihastas, all have a set of Bhagavatams in your home. And if you don't, then your home is like a cemetery. It's a pilgrimage place for crows. The Bhagavatam is the alternative to the cemetery, right? That's right there in the Bhagavatam itself. Tadvayasam tirtham ushanti manasa. The pilgrimage place for crows means the cemetery. So if you don't have a Bhagavatam in your home, it may be very neat and clean, but it's like just like a cemetery. No Bhagavatam. So, all right. I'm a spiritual master. You have to follow the order of the spiritual master. If you don't have a Bhagavatam set in your home, take one, at least one. You have to follow the order. Okay, in this regard, I'm going to ask Keshav Gokulananda Prabhu, who's very much involved in the set of Bhagavatam distribution. And if you have a set in your home, then get a Chaitanya Charitamrita set. And if you have both of them already, he's got some ideas. He can tell you all about it. Please tell us. Give him a mic.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for promoting Bhagavatam and giving this nice talk. So as Guru Maharaj said, by show of hands, Can everybody put up their hands who got Bhagavatam at home, please?
If you have, or if they don't.
If they have. And those who don't have Bhagavatam, please put up your hands. Okay. So I'll talk to you about Bhagavatam and you can take one.
Wait. Keep the hand up.
Yeah, keep, please.
Keep the hand up. Keep the hand up. Take a photo.
Yeah.
No, it's just practical, that's all.
Yes, thank you.
Don't worry, it's all for your good. It's like when you go to the dentist. Yeah. They tell the kids, it's for your own good. So there's one there. I saw one hand there.
Okay. There's another hand over here?
Yeah, there's one lady there.
Just put up your hand.
Anyone else? If you have one at home in India, that's not good enough. You have to have one here in Britain also.
Okay, Prabhu has put up his hand there as well. So we've got three Bhagavatams.
You don't have a Bhagavatam set? You don't? I've been driving in your car all these days.
Okay, so that's three Bhagavatams to take home today. And also we've got Chaitanya Chaitamata. So you've got the full set of Prabhupada's books. So Prabhupada say that every home, he just doesn't say devotee, he says that every home should have a full set of my books, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Chaitamata as well. And those who actually have Bhagavatam, as Guru Maharaj said, we want to become promoters, we want to become advocates of the Bhagavatam. And we've brought quite a few sets here at the back, you can see. And these sets are now actually being printed in Germany. So very nice binding, very nice, good paper quality. And as Maharaj said, there is shortage of paper coming about. So this is the best investment we can make. Just like Indians make investment.
Oh yeah, you
in
can
gold.
Buy it and sell it later. And yes. You can make a profit. Is that the idea?
Yeah, exactly. So, as well. So,
really?
Yeah. Profit in the sense, then you can donate to the temple.
He's a Gujarati.
Yeah. So we're encouraging...
Shah. The same business family.
So yeah, so those who have already got Bhagavatam, please take Bhagavatam. What we're encouraging you to do is take it wherever you're from, whichever city you're from. And within the next month or so, try and distribute the Bhagavatam. Vaisheshikappa writes in his book, A Family Business, that one of the laws of book distribution is you must get books. If you don't have the books yourself, how are you going to distribute them? So again, come speak to us and we'll give you a Bhagavatam you can take in your car. And once you've got it at home, you can try and distribute it. We've also got another program called Grama Vidya Dan, which is sponsorship of Bhagavatams. And we've got this program in India where we place these sponsor sets in villages, schools, everywhere. So also that's another opportunity. But basically, when we came here, Guru Maharaj instructed us to at least have 15 Bhagavatam sets and 15 CC sets. So we've got those and we've got other languages as well. We've got Gujarati, we've got Hindi, we've got Telugu. We just distributed Tamil yesterday. So again, yeah, please come see us. We're encouraging everyone to take at least one Bhagavatam, even if you got one, to distribute wherever you go back to your city. Any questions or comments? Anybody
has? Yeah, I have a comment. There are a lot of Gujaratis in this country who are not interested in our movement. They follow Swami Narayana.
Yes.
So what you can do, you can go to them and tell them take a Bhagavatam set, and then we'll deliver it to the Swami Narayan temple in their village, okay, like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we can also, you can say for schools in Gujarat, or whatever, because we're missing the whole Swami Narayan crowd, but they could sponsor for them.
Yeah,
get them to sponsor for...
Give
to their sadhus.
Yes, yeah.
We can give to their sadhus also. For the library and the ashram or whatever. Trying to think how you can get them. Jains,
yeah.
Do you have Gujarati Jains here? Few, maybe.
Few. The Swaminarayans, I think some of them, because again, Swaminarayans, they go different sects. You've got the
Baps.
And then you've got the Kachi. So some have already, when you speak to them, they take at the temple, the manor. And then we also go home. Once they take a Bhagavatam, we do an installation ceremony, because Bhagavatam is none different than Krishna. It's the Jnana Rupa of Krishna. So we can tell them that when you're taking Bhagavatam, we'll come home and do an hour's program where you do Aarti to Bhagavatam, a bit of Kirtan. And then they start reading from the preface of Bhagavatam. So it starts the journey of actually reading Bhagavatam as well. And a lot of Indians are encouraged by that. So that's one of the programs we offer as a free service when somebody takes Bhagavatam. So there's different ways you can get involved and also how to distribute Bhagavatam. So come please speak to myself. There's Divyanam Prabhu, there's the Atlanta devotees here. In Atlanta, Mahatsav Prabhu, many of you must have heard of him. He's doing actually over 10 Bhagavatams a day. Like when he broke his own world record, he distributed 28 Bhagavatam sets on the street.
34.
Yeah.
In a parking lot.
Yes, 34 in a parking lot. Just on the street, on a table, he just texts.
Cold sales, it's called. You just meet people, they've never seen you before, you've never seen them before, and you sell them a set of Bhagavatams. Yeah. 21 day, 25 the next. Yes. Last week.
Yeah.
In India also, when our devotees, we're increasing the Bhagavatam sets. Cold, you might say. If you see anyone a little bit interested, out comes the Bhagavatam set. In Tamil Nadu, we were distributing one area. We means not myself personally, but an area where people never heard of Bhagavatam. Hindus, but they never heard of Bhagavatam. They were taking.
Yes, so I think Bhagavatam also, when you, as Maharaj is saying, you just a little bit of interest when you speak to them about Bhagavatam, is generally, you know, the Paramatma, Atma in the heart is looking for this knowledge. So all we have to do is endeavor, try. And from our experience, when you just display Bhagavatam, speak about Bhagavatam, generally it distributes itself. So it's not much effort, but you need to try and keep Bhagavatam, at least a set of Bhagavatam at home for distribution.
How many more sets do you have here?
You've got
10 left.
You've got 10 English.
You don't take them back.
No, that's why we're encouraging devotees to come and take them to the cities and distribute there. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So if
they you don't have a set in your home, then take a set for your home.
To distribute, yes.
No, if you don't have a set for your home, then you take for yourself for your home.
Yes, yeah.
And if you do have, take it and distribute it.
Yes, yeah, that's the idea.
Asking for money from anybody, you just take the set and you have a whole month to find a recipient for Srimad Bhagavatam. And all of us have so many friends and family, I'm sure it's not so difficult to find one person. If Mahatsav Prabhu can find 34 people who he doesn't even know, then I'm sure we can find one person who we know. Do you all agree with that, or do you think it's possible?
And everybody put up their hand who says they agree with that.
Come on. So we're going to be short of set. So leave your address with us. We'll courier you a Bhagavatam set. There's a cost from our side which you can distribute. We only have 10 and about 13 CC sets which you can take today. And those of you who are not able to take it, we will take your address down and we will courier you a Bhagavatam from our side which you can distribute over the next 4 weeks. Does that sound like a good idea, everyone?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much. And if there's any comments, questions, please feel free. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Okay, that's this session over. How much is a set of Bhagavatams?
175.
£175. How many kilos of rice can you get? 175. Depends on the quality. Mostly in this country, people like basmati, isn't it? 40 kilos, yeah. So it's just like your food bill for 2 or 3 months, right? For your basic rice, that's all. Rents, probably many people are paying rent more than 199, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
175 is normally now, at this stage, is about our utility bill, Maharaj, for most people, after prices have gone up.
Mm. Per month, that's for nearly £200 a month to pay on your energy bills here.
You need to eat food. You need to have electricity and gas. You need to have Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada's book distribution. Hare Krishna.